It's about 19 minutes to 11 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Review. Theatre is starting to come back. I'm very excited about that. I'm looking forward to watching performances. And one piece that I'm excited about, which I have seen a few years ago, it's called My Word, Redesigning Buckingham Palace. It's at the Artscape, starts today. It's a superb one-man show and a stylistic vehicle for the diverse talents of Basil Apollosi. He's truly one of this nation's finest actors. It's a celebration of the life and the work of the legendary Cape Town writer Richard Reeve, but at the same time a salute to District 6, the heart of Cape Town that was ripped out by apartheid. And Buckingham Palace refers to the nickname. It was a row of mouldy cottages, which couldn't be further removed from the actual Buckingham Palace in London. It's definitely a book that I enjoyed way back in high school, written by Richard Reeve. The show runs from today, the 21st, all the way to Saturday. Five performances, including a nice matinee. Remember matinees on Saturday afternoon. Basil Apollos, director, performer, actor of My Word, Redesigning Buckingham Palace. How are you doing today? You must be excited. Maybe that first night butterflies, opening night butterflies, you haven't had that in a while, because it's been a while since the arts and theatre has been back in the city.
Fantastic. Good morning, Lester, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, I am very excited, and I do have butterflies. And yeah, I'm very excited for the theatre to return, even though it's not, all COVID rules are being adhered to and are in place at Artscape. But it's so exciting to have live theatre, especially since we haven't had it for about a year or so, for almost more than a year. And I'm very, very excited, and it's my mission to bring some form of normality back, especially when it comes to the theatre.
You're at the arena at the Artscape complex. COVID rules say either 50% of capacity or 250 people. Either can accommodate 500 people, 250 people as maximum. What are you looking at? Are you looking at a half a house that's available?
Unfortunately, not a half a house. Mm. Because of social distancing in the arena, which is small, we are only allowing 39 people into the house, leaving some rows empty. But even 39 people, that's enough for me at the moment.
Sometimes that's a blessing if you're talking about intimate, particularly a one-man show. It's then more of a conversation with a small intimate audience than having to look back at the rows.
That's right.
That's probably going to be quite special, actually.
No, absolutely, and I'm looking forward to it. And just last month, I was privileged enough to have another of my show, which was Cold Case with Denise Newman, which for us was the first of a live theater audience. And it is very special at the moment.
Now, Buckingham Palace, referring to Buckingham Palace District 6, the wonderful book by Richard Reeve. I fortunately went to a school that had Richard Reeve as a former teacher at the time of his passing. So the legacy and the lore of Richard Reeve running very deep in some of the areas that I've come from. But for people who don't know, this is you have put on the show before. What is My Word, Redesigning District 6, Buckingham Palace, all about?
Well, it is a tribute to Richard, who also was a resident of District 6. He's the son of District 6. And of course, I pay tribute to his life and his work in redesigning Buckingham Palace. The play on redesigning was really when the play was revived in 2014, when Cape Town became the design city of the world. And I presented it at the District 6 Museum, just an extract from it. And people were saying, oh, this play should come back, you know. And it was a play on that. But also I've been privileged to be part of the 20-year Celebrating Democracy in South Africa. And the play was invited to the West End in London. So I think Richard is smiling because he really was a renowned author, not only of District 6, but his short stories, his other novels, Emergency 1 and 2, were highly regarded by critics all over the world. He's been translated into 16 languages and really a proud son of District 6. Mm. And I pay tribute to him as a teacher, a writer, and a lecturer, really, who went all around the world doing keynote addresses to so many universities in the world.
Tragically killed in his home in the 1980s. What do you think Richard Reeves' contribution? He would have been lived to 2021 would be quite in his late senior years, but what was the contributions that South Africa and Cape Town particularly missed with the passing of Richard Reeves just before the dawn of democracy?
I know it is really tragic, you know, that I think he was then in his prime, in his late 50s, and I mean, I think he would have produced so much more that Cape Town and South Africa could have been proud of, you know. So it's really a tragic ending to a life that, he was at the pinnacle of not only his teaching career, but I think his writing, you know, things were coming together for him. And it's truly tragic that he had to pass at that particular point in his life. But his legacy lives through books like novels like Buckingham Palace. I mean, it's been a prescribed work for matriculants at first for a number of years. And then it actually, schools are still using the book as prescribed work for grade 10. And so his legacy lives forth.
We're in a very interesting space in telling the stories of Capetonians whose stories weren't generally told. I know that you've produced and directed the piece Cold Case based on the life of Dulcie September, performed by Denise Newman. But we have also stories that are starting and works that are also starting to come to the fore. There's this almost a re-celebration of the work of Alex Laguma. We have stories like, for example, of Sissy Ghoul. We're in a very reflective space using the opportunity now, Basil, of telling the stories of great Cape Townians whose stories were not told just a few decades ago.
Absolutely, and I don't think that we have scratched the surface yet of wonderful characters and lives who played a huge part in, fighting for the oppressed people in Cape Town, like Sissy Ghoul, and Alex Laguma as well. In fact, that is my next project. that I'm working on is paying tribute to Alex Luguma. And I'm so surprised when I mention his name, Alex Luguma, who's actually got a great body of work as well as a novelist, that people don't know him, you know, which is sad. But I think, you know, this is the time when we should really go back and reflect on those people who played such a huge part in liberating us, you know. And as I say, we haven't scratched the surface yet of great human beings.
When I think of certain actors, I see them in the most notable characters in which they are almost reincarnations of. And I think of, for example, Stephen Fry was born to play Oscar Wilde. And when he was in the movie Wilde, you could see this is Oscar Wilde reincarnated, very much a Renaissance man himself. When I think of Richard Reeve, and when I first saw My Word, I thought, my gosh, Basil is Richard Reeve. How do you feel about that comparison? I believe I've never met Richard Reeve. I know people who have and who've taught with him. We also knew him personally. But then when I look at you on stage, I think, gosh, this is a reincarnation. Could be very much Richard Reeve himself.
Look, I am very proud of the fact that people feel like that. I have known Richard only for 1 month. Before he was murdered. And at that time when I met him, I was about to portray him on stage. So I really needed to get under the skin of this man. And I'm very proud of myself as an actor to be able to, that I... Yeah, as people, as you rightly say, reincarnation of Richard Reeve, but it was really a study of the character, and I'm very proud that I've achieved it, these days people say that it has become part of me as Basil. So Richard's character, his way of teaching especially and speaking. But I had a month of almost seeing Richard every day because he was very immensely proud of the fact that there's a young actor who's going to play him in a play. So, he made an effort to take me around to his friends, et cetera, et cetera. So, it's been quite a journey, especially since, you know, when I was asked to play him, I didn't really know him. And so that was a white lie to a theater management. I said, yes, of course I know him. Of course I didn't. And I've called a couple of people and a quick roundup. And they said, you know what? You look like him. And that is how my journey started. So who would have thought that, 30 years later, I would still be in the theater portraying Richard and doing aspects of his life and work.
Five performances starting tonight. There are two on Saturday. You're bringing the old Saturday matinee back. Only 39 spaces available in the arena. How is there still space available if people want to come see My Word?
Yes, there's space available, but they should go on to copy tickets immediately to grab those spaces. Tonight, I think there are only about 6 spaces left, but there are some spaces for the rest of the week. And I would like to entice people to come and experience their first theatre, live theatre experience in almost a year.
Basil Apollos, director, performer, is one-man show, My Word, redesigning Buckingham Palace, heralding the reemergence of Cape Town Theatre on at the Artscape Theatre from tonight till Saturday. Go out and book your tickets on CompuTicket.